I've helped a lot of people create more wealth and more success and more freedom in their lives and their businesses. And I love it. It's the joy of life for me. Like seeing the needle move on people's quality of life and in their resources and in their fulfillment in life. It just lights me on fire. One of my favorite experiences has been working with Melanie Tucci, and Melanie's our guest on this episode today. And I've watched Melanie go from running a business to fund her love of travel and her passion for travel to actually monetizing travel. And now she gets paid to live her passion. She takes people on adventures, on travel destination adventures, and they pay her handsomely to experience what they want to experience. And Melanie gets to put these adventures together. She gets to lead them. She gets to guide them. She gets to teach them. And she gets to experience the travel and the love of travel and the passion for travel that she has as a mechanism to make money and create wealth. And that is where true fulfillment lives, is when you actually monetize your passion. Now, I'm a firm believer that you can monetize anything. And this is why sometimes when people don't enjoy what they're doing and they don't enjoy their mechanism for making money and creating wealth, I go cross-eyed, because in this world, you can monetize literally anything. Why would you monetize something that you don't enjoy and you don't love? In this episode, you're going to hear Melanie's journey from running a business that she didn't love. And she only ran it so that she could fund travel, to now making money through her passion. And I hope, if you're not running a business, if you're not living a life where you've monetized your passion, where you've monetized that thing inside of you, that thing that you love the most, if you haven't monetized it yet, I hope you do make the leap and you demonstrate the same courage that Melanie demonstrated, and you make the leap, make the jump, and start to monetize the thing that you love, and then you'd never have to work again. Do you ever wake up feeling like there's something missing in your life? Do you ever feel the need to escape your business? Are you running your life, or is your life running you? I'm Mike Kitko, and I'll help you design and create a life so authentic and aligned with who you really are, you'll get excited just to wake up. I'll help you create real wealth, success, and freedom from the inside out. Welcome to the Inner Wealth Podcast, where we learn and choose to live inspired each and every day. I want to tell you a little bit about my guest today, and her name is Melanie Tucci. And Melanie is an amazing business owner, and she's not a new business owner, but there's a whole new level of power, of results and impact that Melanie's making in her business. Not new business, but now a real business that's actually creating some significant results, and it's doing a whole lot more. It's helping a lot of people step into an adventure and travel and just living a life and going cool places and doing cool things. But also what it's doing is it's creating an avenue and a mechanism for Melanie to live the life of her dreams and to really do what she wants to do in the world, in terms of her number one. And you're going to learn a lot of this from Melanie. But when we met years ago, I asked her, just like I do with everybody, hey, what's that thing that lights you up? And she said, it's travel. And Melanie has now found a way to monetize her travel. So she used to use real estate to fund her travel, and now she uses travel to fund her travel. So when you use your passion to fund your passion, holy shit, that's when life starts to really get good. And I see that. That's what Inner Wealth is all about. That's what my business is all about, is I am a teacher. So I used to be in a corporate role so that I could teach from time to time. And now I don't do anything but teach and develop content. So my passion funds my passion, and Melanie's passion now funds her passion. And that's why I brought you on here, Melanie, because like, this is what I want most of all for everyone that, that I work with and that I come in contact with, is for people to realize that you don't have to work in this world. When you monetize what you love, you never have to work again. So guys, I want you to meet my, my ally, my student, I guess, an emerging, like, freaking superstar in the entrepreneurial space, Melanie Tucci.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. It's been a really exciting couple of years getting this business started. It's been a lot of fun.
It's been a lot of fun watching you. So Melanie, talk about, let's start off from the beginning, right? So when we met, where were you? What did your life look like? Like, what were you doing? How were you making money? How were you serving? What were you doing? What did a typical day in the life of Melanie Tucci look like?
When we met, it's probably been about 3 years ago now, I was working full-time in real estate. So had a real estate business, still have a real estate business. I was wholesaling real estate. I was buying rentals. And I was spending a lot of my time rehabbing these rentals. And I was traveling whenever I could. So for as long as I've been making money, I've been making money so that I can travel. Mm-hmm. That's always been what drives me. And that's always been my purpose, is make money so I can travel. Mm. And so that's where I was when we met. I was working in real estate, you know, buying properties, learning a lot. Real estate was a really cool experience for me. And then I would drop everything, buy a plane ticket, and leave for 2 or 3 weeks and go travel internationally somewhere.
No, that's wonderful. And when you travel, first of all, Jason, good morning. Jason Matthews, Jason Tison, Tam, good morning, all of you. And thanks for being here with us, guys. If you're watching, drop your name and where you're watching from in the comments. I want to engage with you guys a little bit. And when we get to Q&A, I want to know who's here. So, when you say travel, like, tell me about what you love about travel. Where do you love to go and what do you love to do?
So I really love to travel internationally. And the things that I love to do the most when I'm traveling is to be out in nature, to be hiking. I do some kind of crazy things. Like I'll go to Europe and hike like 110 miles in the Alps, or I'll go to South America, to Colombia, and hike 40 miles through the jungle to like ancient cities. So these are the things that I do. Like, this is what I'm really, really passionate about, are these types of travels where I really get outside my comfort zone. I'm always a little bit nervous, and then I go out and do it. And I take groups of people now to do it with me. And one of the biggest takeaways from these trips is you realize that you can literally do anything, because you're out there and you're like, you start a hike and it's hard and you're like, oh my God, there's no way I'm going to make it through this. And then a few days go by and you're done. And it's like, oh my goodness, if I can do that, I can literally, like, I'm so much stronger than I even realized, and I can literally do anything. So those are the types of experiences that I'm seeking out when I travel internationally. It's kind of type two fun, if you know what that is.
I don't. I've never heard that before. Explain type two fun.
Okay. Fun. Type one fun is when something is fun during it, and later when you're thinking about it, it's fun afterwards too. It's fun to tell those stories. Type two fun is sometimes in the moment you're like, why am I doing this?
That's beautiful.
I'm so hot. I'm so uncomfortable. I got a mosquito bite. I'm hungry. And then you look back on it later and you're like, wow, that's one of the coolest experiences I've ever had. And I'll always treasure those memories. So that's type two fun.
I have never heard that before. Is there, and something just connected. Is there such thing as type three fun?
Type three fun is actually when it's not fun during it and it's not really fun later either. So kind of like more of a traumatic experience.
Then it's not type three fun. It's type one.
Yeah,
misery.
It's not really fun. Like,
so I guess in your definition, the Marine Corps was type two fun. I never thought about that before. Like, in the moment,
probably, it,
we used to call it the suck, right? You were in the suck. And then like looking back, there's something, you know, you had fun and you saw the, you know, the glory and all the misery, but yeah, type two fun. It's interesting. I never thought about that before.
Yeah. Thank and it always, they always become some of your most treasured memories. Cause the memories are so vivid of those times when you like, maybe were uncomfortable or struggling a little bit.
So what's the name of your business?
Travel Light.
Have you ever, with the definition that you just gave, have you ever thought about changing the name to Travel Warriors? Like, cause you sound like you take people like you guys are like on a war path in some cases, like against the mosquitoes and the bugs and, or in the, in
it's
the
also really fun though. There's just these like peppered in moments of type two fun. But yeah, my goal is not necessarily to have an entire trip feel that way, but just moments of it. Cause what we do is hard. I mean, hiking the hike that I just took people, a group of 14 of us to Colombia, to South America. And I just took 14 people down there and we did 40 miles trekking through the jungle. And it was a blast. And it was also really, really hard. And everybody loved it. Everybody came out of that experience feeling stronger, more confident in their own physical and mental abilities. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe Travel Warriors.
I was joking. Travel Light sounds a lot more fun, but yeah. So when you, and I remember the conversations that you and I have had about this. So I'm trying to unpack some of that. Like, what was the moment that you shifted from your, I know you guys still do a little bit, you and your fiance Enzo. I love Enzo. Enzo's awesome. What was the moment where your focus shifted? I know you guys are still doing some real estate. What was the moment your focus shifted from real estate as a means of funding the travel to travel as the primary means of funding travel? Like, what was that like? Put us in your head.
So that all really started when I joined InnerWealth, when I joined the mastermind. And I remember a specific moment when we were in Sedona on our retreat. And this was shortly after Enzo and I joined. And I was talking to people about the trips and people were really interested. Mm. Like people wanted to know about them. They wanted to sign up for them. And I had a specific conversation with someone and they were like, oh, I would come to Colombia with you. And they did. They came on my trip. And so the biggest like fear for me in starting this business that was holding me back was, is anybody going to sign up? Like, I know that I enjoy these things, but is anybody else going to sign up to come hike in Colombia with me? I don't know. And so that always held me back because like, that would be awful, you know, if I put something out there and then nobody wanted to come. But that gave me the confidence, like this person in this conversation gave me the confidence of like, okay, people are really interested in this.
Yeah.
And they want to have these types of experiences, these like really transformative experiences in other countries. They want to get out and go on these adventures. So having that conversation really like opened up my mind to, okay, if I put this together, people are going to come. Mm. And so that was really pivotal for me because it kind of helped me get over that fear of, you know, having people enjoy these experiences with me.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Laura Lennington's on and she said she's gone on a trip with you. Yeah, Laura's here.
Hi, Laura.
There's somebody, a Facebook user says that you're doing exactly what they've always dreamed of. So let's talk about that. So, because here's what I feel, Melanie, like in my business, and you and I are very similar in terms of we have monetized our passion. Okay. And that's not something that everybody feels can happen, but for me, it feels like, I would think everybody wants to monetize their passion, but not everybody is willing to. Not everybody will move forward with that, right? So for me, it feels like when I'm monetizing my passion, people are participating in my dream. Like it's like they're showing up to help me live my dream. When you're on the trail, have you ever had that feeling? And tell us what that's like.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. And I start my group trips with that now. Like I, when we got to Colombia, I have everyone get in a circle and we all kind of introduce ourselves and share mm-hmm. a little bit about ourselves. And I just like get this feeling of like, you're the reason why I'm able to do this. Like if you are literally showing up so that I can live my dream life mm-hmm. and you get to have this awesome experience too. So yeah, I know exactly what you mean. That feeling of like you put something together and then these people just show up to participate actively in your personal dream. It's really, really cool.
Does it, Melanie and I have had a discussion about this, but does it feel a little selfish sometimes?
Yeah. And that probably held me back from doing it for a while because it's like, I've been traveling since I was 15 years old. I've been going on these trips and I've been going by myself, which is probably more selfish than starting this business because people would reach out to me and say, hey, your trips look amazing. Can I come with you? Mm-hmm. And I was always like, no, I don't have a travel business. Like you can't just come with me on a trip. You know, I go out and I do these crazy things by myself. It's what I do, or like with a friend or whatever. And yeah, I mean, I guess at that time, now that I think about it, I was being selfish then too. You know, it was like trying to keep those dreams to myself. Yeah. But now that I'm sharing, like I'm opening these experiences up for people to join them. And that's selfish on my part too, right? Of like, this is what I want. This is my dream, is to be able to not only do what I love in this world, but to be able to share it with anyone who will show up for me.
100% chance. And the reason selfishness kind of popped up and you and I have had a conversation about selfishness is because I'm speaking for me, I want to teach. I want to help people improve their lives. And other people want that too. And they're willing to pay. And mm-hmm. like when you grow up I grew up in a home that where you had to work 40 hours, 50 hours, 60 hours, you had to work for a company, yada, yada, yada. You work for a logo, you've retired or whatever. I grew up in that dynamic. And then when you get into a place where people pay you to do what you want to do anyway, there's like an inner conflict with the belief system that I grown up into. And I want to do this thing and people want to do that thing with me and they want to pay me for it. There was just this conflict. And then all of a sudden you're walking down a trail with these people who are admiring you and who are thanking you, right, for taking them on this adventure that they wanted to go on, and you're profiting and you're benefiting from their participation just as much as they are because they went someplace they wanted to go. It's almost surreal. It's almost surreal. And you get to experience that now.
It is.
What?
Like yeah. When? And I definitely feel that.
Sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I feel that like, because like you said, growing up, I always thought that you had to do something you didn't like to make money. That was just life. It was like work hard in a job that you don't really care about. And that's just how you live your life. And so when I started doing the travel stuff, it definitely felt like, well, I did my first trip for free because I didn't feel right charging anyone.
Right.
And I had to work my way up to charging people for these experiences.
It feels selfish to sometimes when there's that conflict to charge people and profit from something that you want to do anyway. There's a conflict, and what you're describing is work has to be something I don't want to do, and entertainment has to be something that I get to do. And these two are different. And what we've done is we've merged those two worlds where I get paid to do what I want to do. And that is my entertainment also. And I profit from my entertainment. The thing that I would rather be doing at all. I mean, I'm sitting in my studio in my home, and I'm doing what I would rather be doing. Like there's nowhere else I would rather be than right here doing this. And this is my moneymaker as well. and it creates wealth for my family. It makes a difference in people's lives. We're going to take this live and I'm going to put it on YouTube and people are going to watch that content. And I'm going to put it on the audio podcast and people are going to listen to it around the world. And I would rather be doing this. And if I wanted to be somewhere else right now, I'm just expressing where I am in my truth. If I wanted to be somewhere else, I would be there because like, mm-hmm. I fund my life. I fund my passion through my passion. And if it's not a fuck yes, it's a fuck no. And if I don't want to do it, if I don't like get excited to do it, then I just stop because like my life is 90 years and I'm not going to say yes to things that I'd rather say no to. And you're stepping into this, Melanie. You are just getting your tip of spear on this thing.
I am dipping my toes in it. Yes.
I don't know if you are. How many trips do you have planned? Like, so you started funding your travel through your travel. You started funding your life, yes, through your passion. What, like, how many trips have you done up to this point and how many do you have on the books?
So far I have officially done, let me see, four big international trips. And
where
then
have you
I
been?
Have,
where have you been?
I have been to Patagonia.
Okay.
Chilean, Patagonia, and the Alps in Europe, the Tour de Mont Blanc.
So you took people to these places?
Yes.
Okay. Patagonia.
The Alps.
The Alps.
Colombia. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you said four. There's one more. Is there one more?
It was two trips to Patagonia.
Two trips, mm-hmm, to Patagonia. And there's another trip to Patagonia planned.
There's another trip to Patagonia. Yes.
When's that one?
November 9th through the 17th of this year.
So, yep. How many people do you take?
On this trip, so it kind of varies depending on where we're going. But on this one, it's going to be 12 clients, mm-hmm, plus me and my co-host Enzo. So there's going to be a group of 14.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
And so your fiance, Enzo, who is a magnificent comedian, by the way, and that's a whole nother story. We're going to have him on here as well. But
yeah.
So your fiance is also like a participant and engaged in this thing, and he helps you. So you guys are building a life, yeah, together in something that you would rather do anyway.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's really freaking fun.
Did you ever think that it would be this good?
No, honestly. I mean, until I changed my mindset from thinking that I had to do things I didn't like to make money.
Yeah.
And moved into, no, I can use my natural gifts and talents and do what I'd rather be doing anyway. And make money doing that. I mean, that it has been incredible. Like I literally had a job several years ago, my last W-2 job, and I would sit there and I would plan trips instead of doing what I was supposed to be doing. And that's just kind of how I got through the day because it's my favorite thing to do.
And now you get paid.
That's what I do.
Now you get paid to plan trips and you're doing what you love. I love that. So you've got Patagonia coming up in November. You got more seats there. What other places are you taking people? What else is on the books?
I have a sold out trip to Italy in July of this year. So 16 of us are hiking through the Dolomites in Italy, 75 miles.
That's wonderful.
And that one sold out really quickly. So that one is definitely one that I will be doing in the future. And then already on the calendar is something that's really, really exciting to me. And I'm going to Everest Base Camp in April.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I'm going to take another probably 12 people on that one as well. So I'm,
oh my gosh,
that is like literally the pinnacle. Like that is my ultimate dream, is to take people to Everest Base Camp. So that is going to happen next year.
And
April 2025.
April 2025. And you're going to invite people into your dream. How freaking cool is that? I don't know. You might've just seen it, Melanie, and people that are watching, but you were talking and I literally just lit up and I got this biggest smile on my face. Cause I'm realizing that you are literally, you are literally like in your dream. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
I love this. Is,
yeah,
and this is what I live for. This is a shit I live for. I love seeing people live their dream, man. And what this is, guys, what we're talking about, and there's so many comments. Woohoo, Melanie Tucci.
I can't see any of the comments. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, that's awesome, Melanie. Love you, Melanie. 75 miles. Oh, my God. LOL. That's me, right? I didn't type that. But like a hike for 75 miles. Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But, no, but like you're getting a lot of love here. And this is for Myla Shoemaker says Melanie Tucci is amazing at everything she does. So you're being recognized in the comments and people are starting to see, guys, the concept that we're talking about here. Okay. That I want to add a little like academics to this thing and a little bit of, you know, wrap a concept around this. There is a Japanese concept called Ikigai, I-K-I-G-A-I. And Ikigai stands for, is Japanese, and basically what it means is a reason to be. Okay. And Ikigai says, if you take four basic concepts, number one is what do you love to do? Number two is what are you really, really good at? Number three is what does the world need? What do people want from you? And number four is what can you make money at? And if you put those four together, then you will live in a state of Ikigai and you will never, ever, 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 ever work again because you will never feel like you are truly working because you're living, you're doing what you love and you're really, really good at it. You're making money and people need it. So people are going to ask you to do that more so that they can get what they want. And in the process of helping people get what they want, you're doing what you want. So it never needs to feel like work again. And that's a little at first, it feels a lot selfish. And what I've realized, and Melanie and I had a conversation about this just before we bumped on here, is that the most wealthy and successful people that I work with, the one thing that kind of, I don't know, unifies them all, or one trait that they all have in common, is they're all a little selfish. And they are they're unapologetically a little selfish, and they're not ashamed of being a little selfish. And it's that lack of feeling selfish or like connecting with a feeling of selfishness that actually like helps them create more wealth and success because they do things that they want to do and they get results they want to get and people get what they want. And in return, they make money and their bank accounts fill up. And that's all selfish. I'm doing what I want to get you what you want, but in return, I'm also going to get what I want. So, and it feels a little selfish. But when we really step into this, Melanie, we get to live the life of our dreams. And life and business, they're merged and they merge into each other. And there's no moving from life to business, and there's no vacations anymore, and there's no work time, there's no leisure time. It's all one big happy mess of awesomeness. So, at what moment did you know that was all possible for you? And how are you increasing like your time in that space?
At what point did I know it was possible?
At what point did you say, you know what, this is like life is completely different?
I guess when people started paying me. Mm. That was what really made it real, is when people started signing up for these trips and when people started sharing my content and when people who had been on my trips before started leaving reviews and started raving about them and started sharing it with their friends, and then their friends started coming on the trips. I mean, it just kind of made it all real that this is possible. And like the concept that you were just explaining, the Japanese concept, like that's exactly how I feel about this travel business. It's what I'm good at. It's what I want to be doing anyway. It's what people will pay me for. And yeah, it really is a surreal feeling that I'm still very much getting used to. And I love it.
So how are you expanding that? Like how much time are you still working in real estate? What's your involvement in real estate? How much of your life is devoted to travel? How much is still doing the real estate?
It's very little real estate at this point.
Okay.
I am doing real estate at this point.
And what is the reason that you're still involved in real estate?
The reason that I'm still involved in real estate at all is because we own rental properties.
Gotcha.
So managing those properties like is actually very fun for me as well. Mm-hmm. Because we rent them out as furnished rentals. So those are like assets that Enzo and I worked really hard to set up over the last couple of years. And they take very, very little time from us. So we keep them for that reason.
And, but you enjoy what you're doing with
the I enjoy managing those rentals. I very much do. Yeah.
Beautiful. So let's talk about Travel Light or Travel Warriors, right? Whatever you want to call it. What, yeah, you guys, geez, I've been on like 20-mile humps where, you know, walking around in a circle, it just didn't light my soul on fire. But I'm talking about in the Marine Corps, you know, that's kind of where I lost my enthusiasm for hikes. How about mm-hmm. that?
I didn't, I knew that you didn't like hiking, but I didn't know that that was what did it.
Yeah. When you don't know where you're going and you don't know how long you're going to be walking, and then sometimes you're walking around in circles because you keep seeing the same, because there's no point to the marching except just to march you for a long time. And there's no point in the whole activity except to wear your ass down and get you used to walking aimlessly for long periods of time. At some point you say, you know, but this is kind of stupid. Right. So I love going and sitting. I love going out and sitting in nature, but walking through nature makes no sense to me whatsoever. So that's just me. And I used to have, I used to have a sticker on my old Mac. My wife got it for me. It says hiking pretty much sucks. So, and then that Mac broke and I had to go and get a different one, but, so I don't have that sticker anymore, but that's just me. I love going into nature and sitting and being in nature. It's just walking aimlessly through. It just doesn't light my soul up, but it's funny because most of the people in our mastermind always talk about hiking and love hiking. So there's a lot of people in the world that love hiking.
I know. A lot of people love hiking. It's true.
So you might be onto something. What's the next iteration?
I hope so.
What's the next iteration of Travel Light? Where are you taking this thing? What's your vision for the future?
Oh my gosh. That's still in the works and still something that I'm thinking about every day. What's been really cool is that I have people who reach out to me, people that I'm close with, and a lot of people who come on my trips and have been on my trips in the past, and they want to be involved in this business. So like they want to be guides, they want to work for Travel Light. And so that is something that is very much in the works and needs that I need to spend time figuring out where exactly I want this business to go, because it could get really big. And fast. And I've had 3 or 4 people in the last couple months who have come to me and said, I want to work for Travel Light. And so, I feel like the universe is sending me those people, and what am I going to do with them is something that I am still figuring out.
So do you mind if I play around with that vision, with that potential for a second?
Please. Yeah. Let's work through it.
So let's unpack this a little bit. So you're doing what you want to do in the world. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're planning trips and taking people on adventures. Are people going against their will, or do they want to be there?
They want to be there.
Okay. So you're doing what you want to do, and you're taking people that willingly that want to go and do what you want to do, like adventure wise. And they're excited for that journey. And now you've got people that want to come and work for you, taking people.
Yeah.
On adventures, because it would light them up to work for you and do like that thing that could expand your business. So who in there is not like getting their way and doing what they want to do? Do you see where I'm going with this? Who in there, like you, your customers, or your future employees, which category in there is losing in this whole thing?
No one.
No one. No one has to lose. We can monetize anything in this world, and no one has to lose. So often we associate business and employment with misery or captivity. And like, if you look at she's a whiz, the Communist Manifesto. In there, it says if we, it's funny. I was just listening to an audiobook and it talked about this. It says in the beginning of the Communist Manifesto, it says if we unify, well, the only thing we have to lose are our chains. Like because employment is associated with captivity. Employment, working for someone, is associated with hardship and with doing shit against your will, doing stuff you don't want to do, rather being somewhere else. And what you're sharing with me is people are asking to work for you so that they can do what they want to do, which is travel. And you've just set up a mechanism for them to get their way to. Yeah. I mean, this is freaking surreal how this works. This is surreal. And I've got business partners and we've got people that coach within Inner Wealth. We've got students that help us out and we're all getting what we want in the process and nobody has to do things against their will. We've been brought up in a lot of cases, we've been brought up in life. We've been conditioned that if it's not hard, it's not valuable. That if it feels good, then you can't get paid for it. That if you want to do it, you can't profit. And that's just not true. And we do have somebody on a call Gabe said he was in his classroom. He's a teacher. He's in a classroom watching this. Now, Gabe also he's been to one of my workshops before, one of our intensives. He's actually part of Real Estate Mastermind. So he's looking for a way, you know, to create some more freedom in his life. And it's right there. We can have freedom. We can get paid to do what we want to do. We can create avenues and we can create mechanisms to get paid to do what we love. And one of the sayings that I love the most is get rich doing what you love. Why get rich doing shit you hate when you can just as easily get rich doing what you love and light up the world and light up other people in your life at the same time? You can have it all. Why would you suffer or sacrifice in any part of your life when you don't have to? There's a guy named, I don't know his name, but he started a business, and I think it's a defunct business now. But he started a business called I'll Wear Your T-Shirt. It used to be a website, IllWearYourShirt.com, I think it was. And this goes back to early internet days where he was going around. He had a YouTube channel, and he was going around, and he was videoing. He would travel, and he would video wherever he was. And people started watching his channel to see where he was going and the adventures that he was on. And company started reaching out to him and said, "Hey, would you wear my shirt? If you wear my shirt, I'll give you, you know, $100." And before you knew it, he had $1 million a year business. And all he was doing was wearing somebody's shirt and they were paying him. That's amazing. It was a sponsorship and they were paying him to wear their shirt because on these videos, he would wear their shirt and there were millions of people watching his videos. You can literally monetize anything in this freaking world. Why would you ever monetize something you hated? So have you ever thought about that on your adventures, Melanie, of sponsorships and like having sponsors and getting paid for that, you know, for that as well, so that you can just keep the wealth coming into your business? Have you ever thought about expanding into that world?
Yeah. I mean, the more that I like continue with the Inner Wealth Mastermind and the more that I'm like around you, honestly, the more I realize that I can, like you're saying, like I don't have to do anything I don't like. Like if I wanted to get paid just to hike, for me to hike and not take anyone with me, I could figure out a way to do that.
You could do that. Absolutely.
So 100%. Yeah, I'm definitely like more open to really exploring exactly what I want and finding ways to monetize that.
I love that.
And like,
I love that.
Yeah, it's, but there's not that many people in the world that you meet on a regular basis who are teaching these types of things. So like being, and I'm, this is like just shameless plug, being in the mastermind and hearing you speak several times a week on our calls and everything has been a game changer just for my mindset. Because I grew up in a family where it was like, you have to work. My dad told me several times, you have to work for 30 years at the same job and then you can retire. That's what you have to do. And so that was always ingrained in me. And that was my plan. Honestly, that was my plan until a few years ago when everything just kind of changed and opened up for me. And it's just going to continue to grow.
Yeah. And the way I look at it is sometimes people come and they'll say, and I want to put the spotlight back on you, but this is really important stuff because there's a lot of people even, and I see a lot of people that are just called Facebook users. So I love you all. I don't know who you are, but I see people on this call that want to be somewhere else doing something different. And they need to hear that it's possible. And it's not just possible, it's probable. When you really, like, anything we commit to, we crush. And like, what, 99% commitment is 0% commitment. But when you commit and go all in, you're going to crush it. Like, commitment creates like results. And it's just taking that leap. It's just literally taking that leap. And when you do, you can monetize anything, monetize your passion, and you can really start to live and stop trying to not die. But there's one quality, Melanie, and I want to dive into this. There's one quality that separates you from most people from people that won't take that leap, and that's courage. And I've expressed this to you before. Listen, you're very soft spoken in a lot of cases. Your energy is very light. You don't say a whole lot. You're very tender in your aura, in your personality, mm-hmm. but you've got the fucking courage of a lion. I mean, to make that leap, to actually make that leap, it's the courage that separated you. Have you ever really thought about how courageous you truly are? And I know this isn't really a question, but let's contemplate this. Do you really know how courageous you are, Melanie Tucci?
When I really think about it, yes. Now that I have done several of these big international trips and taking people with me, there's always a moment on the trip when it's like a holy shit moment. Like, all of these people are here because of me, because I decided to take this leap and to invite people to come and participate in my dream. So yeah, like I definitely see the courage aspect of it there. In general though, like you mentioned, like I consider myself to be like, I don't know, sometimes even a little bit shy. And so like, I wouldn't have said, you know, especially a few years ago, like, I'm so courageous, like, I'll just try anything. It took a lot to get to this point. But
and when you do things that challenge you, right? Because that's what your adventures do. That's on the trail, you're being challenged. And when you succeed in type two fun, when you succeed in that, that's what grows that courage muscle. To do the mm-hmm. things that most people won't, or put yourself in places that stretch you and challenge you, that grow you. Yeah. But that's uncomfortable, right? Growth or mm-hmm. comfort. And Jason Matthews said, employment really is a form of slavery. Spot on. I didn't say employment really is. I said employment is cast to be, but it doesn't have to be. Some people, I know people that are employed that love their employer. I know some people that are employed that love what they're doing for their employer. So employment isn't employment, doing shit that you don't want to do, that you'd rather not do. That's the form of slavery. But you know what? Yeah. They're not slaves. They're not enslaving anybody, Jason. Your mind is enslaving you when you think that you have to stay and you have to do it. It's your insecurity that has you enslaved. If you're staying at a job, doing things you'd rather not do, if you're not monetizing your passion, if you're getting up, going someplace every day that you don't want to go, to do something you don't want to do, to work for somebody that you don't want to work for, it's your insecurity that's causing your enslavement, not your employer. So I just want to be really, really clear. Insecurity will eat you alive. And what has happened with Melanie is Melanie no longer allowed. Jumping into real estate was a form of insecurity. That was responding or reacting to your insecurity. But making the leap from real estate into travel light was an act of courage. And that was when mm-hmm. Melanie decided that her insecurity wasn't going to run the rest of her life. And now the rest of her life, she's just going to keep it as long as I'm involved. Her dream is going to keep expanding. Her results are going to keep expanding. Her fulfillment is going to keep expanding. The health that she has is going to keep expanding. The wealth that she creates, the shameless wealth that she creates, the impact that she has on the world is going to keep expanding. The love that she feels, the love that she gives, the love that she receives is going to keep expanding, because like you're not going to be in my freaking world and not have all those things expand. And that's what this is all about. And first of all, you have to let go of your insecurity in order to fully step into the zone of genius that you were here to live in.
And I think it's built up over time. Like, I don't think that you have to, if you're working a job that you don't love, that you're not passionate about, I don't think you have to just immediately quit and then go figure everything out. It's like doing little leaps of courage. And then the more you take those little leaps of courage, the more you just build up to that point where it's like, hell yeah, I can do this.
Yeah, absolutely. But and people call them side hustles, right? So, I love the word hustle. I'd say that tongue in cheek, but it's starting in some way, shape or form, starting to fund your passion. I have people that literally hire me to try to help them do stuff that they don't want to do. And I worked with a guy, he had a business that he didn't love, and he wanted accountability from me of making him do the things that he didn't want to do. And instead, I told him, I kind of refused to do that. I'm not going to hold you accountable to do stuff that you don't want to do. Why don't we like decide what kind of business you would get excited to run, and you would get excited to do the activity. And now he has done that, let go of the old business, jumped into the new business, and he's crushing it. And what I call this is, it's when somebody says, hey, I got a size 11 foot, help me get this size 11 foot into this size 9 shoe. I'm like, why don't we just go out and buy you a size 11 shoe? Like that, the punishment that you're trying to put yourself through of trying to get a size 11 foot into a size 9 shoe just literally doesn't make any sense to me. Why don't we just go and find a shoe that fits? And when you put it on, it'll be comfortable and you'll be able to run a lot faster. That just sounds a lot more fun. And again, I'm going to go back to Melanie. You've taken that leap. You're now wearing the perfect size for you, and you get the benefits of all the tailwind that you have. And you have a lot of tailwind in your life. You've got a lot of momentum. You've got a lot of you're creating wealth. You've got adventures coming up, and it's just going to keep getting better from here. You're just getting started. Yeah. What's next? Tell us where you're taking people. What's the next adventure? Is November the next one to Patagonia?
November is the next one that I have space available. Yeah, space we have available. A sold out trip to Italy in July, and then November. I just launched this trip last week, so I have 8 spots left to go and hike in Patagonia. Mm. Yeah,
beautiful.
It's one of my favorite trips.
What's the trip cost? What's the investment?
That trip is about $4,500.
Hmm. And for all
9 days in Patagonia.
For all 8 seats?
I have 2 discounted spots left. So I have two spots at $200 off each. So if you want the last 2 discounted spots, jump on them soon. I just sold 2 of them yesterday.
Cool. I had to pull that out of you. You got to stop that. don't pull the discounts. Don't make somebody pull the discounts. So Gabe said $4,500 all in, flight and everything.
The flight is not included. The international flight is not included. Everything else is included.
Gabe said, "Damn." Hey, Gabe, buy your own flight. Just get on the trip. Melanie,
yeah. All you need to do. Yes. All you need to do is get there, and then I take it from there.
Yeah. And Melanie has it all planned out. I mean, our good friend Brian Schroeder just got back, and his family just got back from Colombia with you. And first, here's a couple things he said, because, you know, we debriefed about it when he got back. He said, Melanie's really, really good at what she does. Like, she's really got this on lockdown. And he also said, and you know what? Enzo made it a lot better too. Like, Enzo's really good at this too.
Yeah,
he enriched the experience.
He really is.
So he made it fun, and he was there, and it was obvious that you two were working really well together, and he loved it. Mm-hmm. He said it was good. It was good with Melanie. It's great. Like, just Melanie, but it's even better with the two of them on this adventure.
Yeah.
And so that was the first piece of information he gave me. And the second one, he said, she should probably be charging more. So guys, if you want to get Melanie while it's $4,500, Gabe, you probably need to jump in, because if I have anything to do with it going forward, I'm going to make you crank up your pricing.
I see a lot more expensive trips. Like I've compared a lot of trips to Patagonia, very similar to what I'm doing. They're even like have less inclusions and less activities that are going for 5,000 plus. I mean, 6,500, 7,500. Like Patagonia is an expensive region in particular. So yeah, Brian's right. I need to charge more.
Yeah, you should charge more. And if, like I said, if there's anything that the Inner Wealth Mastermind is going to do for you, it's to help you increase your wealth. So, because we want you to win too. We want margin. I love margin. Having margin in your life, never have to worry about where's you know how the bills are going to get paid. Holy shit! Mm-hmm. What with this life? Why would we ever like sign up to worry about if our bills can get paid? So, anyway, crank it up. Let's talk about Patagonia for a second. What should they expect on that trip?
So Patagonia, first of all, a lot of people don't even know that Patagonia is a real place, and they don't know where it is either. So it's the southernmost part of South America, and it is split between Chile and Argentina, and we are going to Chilean Patagonia. And I've spent several months in Patagonia, and we're going to my favorite place there. So it's somewhere that I've been back to multiple times, and I love taking groups there because it's like this wild nature experience that's hard to get in many other places. Hmm. Like there's just the most iconic mountains. The weather is like unpredictable, but it just adds this like fun element to the trip of like, okay, it's raining, and then like 5 minutes later, it's sunny, and there's just this like stunning rainbow across the turquoise lake.
Right.
It's just absolutely beautiful. So we are spending 5 days hiking through a national park there, and 50 miles. We're staying in mountain huts. And so basically we're hiking all day, like 4 to 6 hours a day. And then we get to this mountain hut that's in the national park. And you get to take off your boots, relax, order a beer or a glass of wine or a hot cup of tea, and just hang out for the evening with all of your new friends. So these mountain huts, like most of my trips that I do are hut to hut. I love being out in nature. I love hiking, but I'm bougie. So I want to be in a cozy bed at night. I don't love camping, to be honest.
Clamping.
Yes, I want clamping. I want to be sleeping indoors. So that's always a part of my trips is these mountain huts. So we go and we hang out and we have dinner together, and then we just get up and do it the next day. And it's really like a simple lifestyle. You have everything you need on your back in your backpack. Which isn't heavy because you don't need like a tent or a sleeping bag, and you just put one foot in front of the other and make friends with everyone who's in the group. And it's just like, there's nothing that bonds you faster than going through some kind of shared experience like that. Like completely. Being out in the weather, maybe it's raining, you know, maybe it's cold, everybody's together going through it. And then like, you're literally just bonded with this person for the rest of your life. So that's some of the magic that happens on these trips.
That's wonderful. Just like trauma bonds people, so does a joyous experience like this. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the pictures. It's just all beautiful. Jason Tison said margin in all 7 vital resource areas. You're absolutely right. Maybe we just talked about that this morning. It's wonderful. Jason Matthews. Yeah, brother, the insecurity, inadequacy, insignificance, these three will eat you alive. And if you can't blame your tie to, we can't, not just you. A lot of people do it. They blame their employer for their own insecurity because they keep going someplace they don't want to go because they don't trust themselves enough to actually stand on their own 2 feet and fend for themselves and eat what they kill. Kara said 4 to 6 hours a day hiking. Oh my God, laugh my ass off. This is Kara. Laura said that she did Patagonia with you last year, and it was absolutely amazing. Fully recommend this trip with Melanie. Gabe said he texted his wife. It sounds like you might have two people that are interested.
Let's go. So two more discounted spots. Let's go.
Yeah, Yep. Gabe, get in touch with Melanie. You won't regret it. She takes what Brian said is Melanie and Enzo definitely take care of you. They take care of things for you. All you need to do is enjoy the experience. They've got all the logistics worked out. And a Facebook user said, what are you talking about is the theme of my thoughts this week. Perfect timing. I don't know who you are, but thank you for that. Gabe, the 7 vital resources. I just did a podcast episode on that. It just launched last week. Go back and listen to that. So if you're not rich in those seven. If you're not rich in 7 resources, and everybody seems to be focused on one, money, but there are 7 mm-hmm. vital resources that if you're running thin or if you're running at a deficit in any of them, you will feel empty and you will feel unfulfilled. So yeah, check out the Inner Wealth podcast. Gabe's listened to a lot of podcast episodes. Maybe just not that one. Melanie, any parting shots before we wrap it up? Anything that you want to express to anybody about making the leap, about travel light? What are your parting shots?
I would just say that if you want to experience more adventure and connection in your life, then come on one of these trips. I feel like the older that we get, the less new connections you're making, unless you're intentional about it. Like, you might come on one of these trips and you might have a new best friend, and you might, you know, maybe you're somebody that just wants to travel more often, but you don't have anyone to do it with. Come on one of these trips, travel with me, get some confidence, and then you might meet somebody that you can travel with in the future, like a travel buddy. I mean, I just love to see the relationships that are made on these trips. If adventure and connection are things that you want to increase in your life, then come travel with me.
Sounds wonderful. And Patagonia is coming up in November. What is it? Base camp next year?
Everest Base Camp. I have a lot of people who are already committed to doing this trip with me. So if you're somebody who wants to come to Base Camp, I'm going to be launching it. Let's see, it's April 4th. I'm going to be launching it within like the next 2 weeks. So if you're somebody who wants to come to Everest Base Camp, this trip's going to sell out quickly. So let's do it.
I love that.
It's a big one. It's like a bucket list adventure, literally the trip of a lifetime.
That sounds wonderful. So Melanie, where can they find you? Help them be able to connect with you. Where can they find you?
My website is travellightadventures.com. And then I'm most active on Instagram. So follow me on Instagram. And my Instagram is TravelTooch. Travel, T-O-O-C-H. My last name is Tucci.
Yeah. Her last name is T-U-C-C-I. And she's the TravelTooch. T-O-O-C-H. I love that. Yeah. And Tyler, Monica, thanks for calling yourself out, man. Thanks for letting me know who you are. I love it. I wish I could see everybody's name, but most people on here are just Facebook user. So, and there's a lot of Kara in there too. And Kara just put in the comments the website, travellightadventures.com. And guys, when I document this, or when I flip this to the audio podcast, when I flip it to the video podcast, it'll be in the show notes. It'll be in the liner notes. Kara just put the website in the comments. So go visit Melanie, follow Melanie, see her. And literally, if you're not going to travel with her, at least connect with her, follow her, and watch how much success she has over the coming years, because she's part of the Inner Wealth Mastermind. And we help each other we hold each other accountable for increasing those 7 vital resources. And money is one of them, but so is impact and significance. So from here, you are going to continue to impact more people. You're going to make a lot of money. You're going to have a lot of fun in the process. Melanie, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate you. It's been so much fun watching you. You're one of my, when I talk about success stories in terms of watching somebody go from to, because that's what lights me up, seeing somebody make a radical transformation and a radical pivot. You are at the top of the top in terms of people that I've seen really step into their power. So it's fun being on this side. Guys, thanks for joining us. We're not going to do one of these next week, likely, because we'll be in the Inner Wealth Mastermind Retreat in Miami. Miami, here we come. We'll be there all week next week. Most of us will be there all week next week. We have one coming up next week in Miami. In the fall, we're going somewhere else, and we all get together and we all do life and business together. We get to enjoy each other for a week, and we get to do cool stuff. And maybe one day Melanie will take us on a take them on a little bit of a hike. Them, not me.
One day. I'm going to get you on a hike one day too.
I don't know if that's the case, but
it's we'll going to happen. A short one, a short one.
Nothing I'll go crazy. With a short one. Brian, okay. One last story before we drop off. One time Brian called me up and said, "Hey Mike, can we go for a walk today?" I said, "That sounds like you're trying to trick me to go on a hike and you don't want to call it a hike." and he said, "Yeah, you kind of saw through that one, didn't you?" You were literally trying to get me to go on a hike with him. But anyway, guys, thanks for your time, your attention, and connect with Melanie. Your life will be better because of that. If you enjoyed what you heard and you want to learn more, go to www.innerwealthglobal.com for more tools and resources.